In the West African state of Côte d'Ivoire, which used to be known equally as Ivory Coast, there was never a coup d'etat in nearly 40 years of independence, until now. Troops mutinied in the main city, Abidjan, demanding back pay they say they're owed by the government, and a former Ivoirian army chief has gone on state television declaring himself president and declaring the ouster of President Henri Konan Bedier. Bedier says he is still the democratically elected president of the former French colony, and he has called for resistance to the coup, but there isn't much sign of any. Political scientist Ruth Morgenthau is a West Africa specialist, and we asked her first about the mutineers' grievance.
The soldiers are expecting to have pay for extra service they did on behalf of the United Nations in the Central African Republic. That extra pay depends in part on U.S. payments to the United Nations. We are well in arrears, and the UN is well in arrears, in paying local peacekeeping soldiers. In addition, Côte d'Ivoire is going through something of a recession for a variety of different reasons. One is that the world market price of cocoa and indeed coffee is low. The other is that there's been quite a bit of corruption and mismanagement at the top, and so donors have stopped giving payment until the corruption is cleaned up, and the World Bank has stopped giving support. So Ivoirians are having to pull their belt in, and that never makes a government popular.
If, in fact, the Ivoirian president, Bedier, is overthrown in this mutiny or coup, what does that mean for the country? What does Bedier connote for people familiar with the region?
Well, at risk is a slow democratization process that has been going on throughout the 90s, from an autocratic government to what is a government elected with very flawed elections. New ones are coming up in the year 2000. They're flawed, but they were moving towards multi-party democracy. What the Bedier government did, because the opposition parties were gaining clearly among the public, is that they have been monkeying with the electoral mechanics. And the most recent monkeying was to pass a law that made it impossible to run for the presidency unless one was the descendant of parents born in Côte d'Ivoire who were themselves born of parents born in Côte d'Ivoire. Well, that in a country like Côte d'Ivoire is sheer idiocy, because the borders of Côte d'Ivoire were wide open to all the rest of Francophone Africa throughout French colonial rule until 1960. There are very few families in Côte d'Ivoire which can claim to have two, three generations born within the borders of Côte d'Ivoire.
Well, speaking of foreigners, let's talk about the some other foreigners, the French, who used to be the colonial power.
Right.
There's one report that President Bedier taken refuge in the residence of the French ambassador to Côte d'Ivoire.
Well, I can't verify that, but I can say that the last time I was in Côte d'Ivoire, I was told there was a tunnel between the new residence of Bedier and the French ambassador's residence.
That they were that close in case someone should need a refuge.
Exactly.
Time was, we would assume, it was just a matter of waiting for the French to arrive in force to support a friendly leader in a former French African colony. Do you think we might still see that if, in fact, this mutiny thrives?
Well, I think the French are discussing this right now. And I think on the other side of that, they have been saying they won't do direct military intervention anymore. There's always the indirect route. But in addition, they are in good communication with the opposition leaders. Both Gbagbo, who is the leader of one opposition party, and Alassane Ouattara, who is the leader of the other opposition party, they are in close and good communication with each of them, and I think would not necessarily feel that their interests are threatened should either one of them succeed Bedier.
Well, Professor Morgenthau, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you for calling me.
Ruth Morgenthau is Adlai Stevenson Professor of International Politics at Brandeis University. She spoke to us from her home in Cambridge, Massachusetts.